The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
I'm sitting there with my wife trying to gather myself, and I look out the window and I say, "What? Is that Robin? Is that his ghost? No, it's Radio Man." That's right. And it brought back all of these wonderful feelings of what an amazing time we had together here in New York shooting The Fisher King.
I can only say that we all are celebrating here the premiere of Expendables, but at the same time we are mourning the loss of such a great man.
A lot of people reacting from the world of Hollywood and beyond to the death of Robin Williams. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I like to say that the show is about water cooler buzz, and so often we jump up on our, you know, big, big boxes and yell and shout out to the world that we're tired of what's happening with the people that represent us in Washington, because we're frustrated, right? And we see what's going on in Iraq and the Middle East and our involvement in many, many things around the globe and close to us at home. But a lot of people got that comic relief from Robin Williams. He was also a guy, as we often pay tribute here on ATN to the military and all that they have done for us over the years. He was a guy who loved the military. Talk about giving back. He did USO shows for 12 years. He touched a lot of lives. And if you want to see a good performance and you haven't seen Good Morning Vietnam, boy, put that on a list. Find that film and watch it. You will laugh and you will cry and you just will so enjoy, I think, his presentation of that famous DJ. And what a terrific job he did, and what a game changer I think that film was for him. So now people are questioning Robin Williams and how nobody really realized just how depressed he was and fighting the addiction. And, you know, addiction and depression are so deadly hand in hand, and whichever one comes first, if it's the depression and then the addiction or the addiction and the depression, I guarantee many of you listening to me, if you are suffering through this yourself or you know somebody suffering through it, geez, please reach out for help. But he did reach out for help, and he had just gone back for help. But it's a demon that he struggled with for a very, very long time. I mean, who can get inside someone's head and know exactly what happened leading up to moments and whatnot? But it is official. The sheriff did say that Robin Williams hanged himself, which is pretty much what we had heard almost immediately, some of what had come out of the shocking news, first of all, that he had died. So now a lot of the tributes pour in to talk about his talent, which I think is a great thing, because that's where the focus should be. But also the focus on helping other people who find themselves in this situation, which really is so many people around us, or as I mentioned, maybe you yourself, whoever it is, suicide hotlines say that they can't even get to the calls fast enough. So he has also prompted people to reach out. And I think that is a good thing. That's a good thing that people are reaching out. But the details of what they've said about Robin Williams from the sheriff's department is that's just that he used a belt to hang himself from a bedroom door sometime between Sunday and when his personal assistant found him just before noon on Monday in his California house. It was a long-time assistant who was considered to be like family. And the coroner's investigation did reveal, and this has been discussed, that, yes, he was seeking treatment for depression, that he absolutely had reached out. But the autopsy that was completed on Tuesday morning showed, you know, no indication of any kind of struggle, physical altercation, any of that kind of stuff, just that the details are consistent with the death being a suicide, and that's it. And, boy, it's one of those things where you think this man was so funny, touched so many people, was so real, was so authentic, And in his neighborhood, people have come out in droves to say he was just a regular guy. He came to the coffee shop. He came to the record store, to the wherever, the entire time he lived in San Francisco, which he considered to be his home. And he was very much a part of his community. So people in the area where he lived trying to make sense of it, and other people celebrating his life and the body of his work and releasing all kinds of statements and whatnot. I'll just give you a couple of them. The one statement that I saw that I thought was interesting was this from Harvey Firestein, who said Robin was a friend, a boss, brother, inspiration. His generosity and intelligence knew no limits. Then there was one from Steven Spielberg. Robin was a lightning storm of comic genius, and our laughter was the thunder that sustained him. He was a pal, and I can't believe that he is gone. Sally Field, who starred with him in Mrs. Doubtfire, said, I feel stunned and so sad about Robin. I'm sad for the world of comedy and very sad for his family. I'm sad for Robin. He always lit up when he was able to make people laugh, and he made them laugh his whole life long, tirelessly. He was one of a kind. There will not be another. Please, God, let him now rest in peace. So well said that he was one of a kind. Just knowing him from the point of view of seeing movies, I bet everybody would say the same thing. If you looked at a list of his movies, look where he started, and the different things that he was able to do show that he was a comic genius, show that he was one of a kind, and there will never be another Robin Williams. Coming up this hour of America Tonight, we'll be talking about a ton of things, including the situation in Iraq that has gotten just so much worse. As I mentioned that Robin Williams did those USO shows, you have people trapped on a mountain who are desperate to get help. You have Kurds trying to fend off the Islamic State, which is ISIS. They changed their name. They've got a lot of capability with the weaponry they have, and they're forcing people in some of the villages that they've hit up to either turn Muslim or to die, is what they're saying. So now the U.S. has dispatched 130 what they're calling military planners to help the new government in Iraq combat this situation, and it's very scary because supposedly these are people who are not supposed to be in the middle of combat, but I don't know how they can't be given the onslaught and what's happening. Even today, yesterday, a helicopter crashed delivering water and food and that kind of stuff in Iraq because people were desperate for help, so they were trying to pile into the helicopter. Too many people climbed on board. In the end, the pilot was killed and other people were injured on the copter, unfortunately, because they were trying to help the people. They hit a mountain during takeoff. It was just too heavy. And this is the kind of stuff that is starting to happen as the people really panic and are trapped and in some cases are running to get away from what they see as a very, very viable threat, and it is. So what will the new prime minister do? How does this all come together? Hopefully it comes together fast and they get an inclusive cabinet and maybe they can fend off this really, really huge challenge with these Islamic militants. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. doses, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
All right, coming up, a conversation about what's happening in Ferguson, Missouri. More tear gas having to be used, not releasing the name of the cop who shot the unarmed boy, Michael Brown. A lot of outrage in that city, the FBI clamping down, and a lot of the police worried about some of these future protests that are planned, although there are supposedly some peaceful ones that are going to get ready to take place. It is sad. It's a tragedy. But we got to get more of the facts, I think, in some of this, because some of this is blown up in a lot of different directions. And speaking of blowing up, Iraq is on the verge of blowing up. It already has blown up. And here we are, knee-deep into it once again. I think one of the worst things that we've seen, and the Secretary of State, John Kerry, pointed it out, is the fact that, the fact that one of the most disturbing things that we've seen is a father who is boasting an image of the Secretary of State, saying that's one of the most disturbing things he's ever seen, a grotesque photo of a severed head of his 7-year-old son using both hands to hold up a man's severed head. That there was a photo that was on Twitter and was taken down. And this was this came from a city, a Syrian city, that's in the grips of now what they're calling themselves the Islamic State instead of ISIS, just ISIS. They're really saying IS. Whatever you call them, they're jihadists from the word go, and they've got a ton of money. They've raised the most money of any group, and they have a lot of heavy weapons and anything else that you can imagine. So you want to talk about a crazy, misguided way to raise your kid, having him hold up a young child, a seven-year-old boy, holding up a man's severed head. That tells you everything you need to know right there. Everything you need to know. And so there's tons of outrage over this, a ton of outrage over this. And there's more to that story, too, by the way. And I'll fill you in on that as we move along as well. If you want to throw in your two cents on anything that we talk about here on the show, of course, 24/7, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Or you can flip me an email at americatonight.net. Jack in Australia. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, it's cold, it's dark, it's depressing. We've got another frost warning for tonight here. So, I never thought I'd be missing summers in Nevada.
Yeah, it's so hot there. Boy, I lived in Las Vegas, too, and it was, I mean, you could really throw an egg out and fry it on the pavement. You could. But I understand what you're saying because of the weather there is rough, huh?
It's terrible. Anyway, you missed a number in, I can't believe you missed the number three in the Week in Count segment.
The number three. What's the number three?
Well, usually when Hollywood stars die, we have it in bunches of three. James Garner last week, Robin Williams, and Lauren Bacall this week.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, there's your number three. But didn't the ABC network really show to the world what a bunch of maggots and parasites they were in with the Robin Williams coverage? After reading the announcement from his morning wife about, you know, asking for respect and privacy, you know, on their website, live aerial photos of Robin Williams' house.
I saw that. I thought that was terrible, too.
You know, at what point do these people realize that, yes, okay, it's news that he has died, but let's have a little bit of dignity and privacy for the family. I mean, okay, Robin Williams was the star. His family are off limits.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
You know, it's just like you or me. Okay, yeah, we have public lives. You know, but your nephew is off limits because I know you don't have kids, but my kids are off limits.
Right.
You know, when it comes to the dealings with the media and so on. You know, what they do in their lives is not the concern of the paparazzi or out there because they haven't chosen this life.
Yeah. I agree. And especially with the tragedy that just happened, to Robin Williams, it was a shock. And just even digesting that, if anything, those kids should have privacy. And that's why they released statements I thought was very classy on their part, because they released statements talking about how much their father meant to them. And that's up to them to do it, but not to exploit it. I agree.
Well, yeah. Also, the statements can also work as a two-edged sword. Yes, there's that positive side of it, but I don't know. Sometimes I think it's like chumming the water.
Yeah.
Using a fishing analogy, and let's face it. You know, most of these news organizations now, it's not about giving quality news. It's about sensationalizing it and trivializing it so they can get that 15-second soundbite and massive ratings. So, you know, they've turned it into a circus.
Yeah.
You know, if I want to see a circus, I'll go off and see Cirque du Soleil or Barnum and Bailey's, whatever. You know, I don't need to turn on to have the news being that three-ring circus. And just the lack of respect. It's sickening. It really is disgusting and a sad representation of our industry.
Yeah, I agree with you. I thought that was crazy. And then after they did a whole retrospective of his life, where they're just showing clips and doing the normal thing that, you know, is fine, But what they did with the flyover and all of the things in between, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's like ridiculous.
Very TMZ-ish. Very, very. And
oh, yeah, if you want to watch TMZ, you watch TMZ. If you
right.
want to watch the news, you expect to have some sort of news. But I think even TMZ has actually shown more dignity and more respect
right.
than this supposed pure news organization. And when the tabloids show more respect, you know there's a real problem out there.
Yeah, what does that tell you in the race to try to get ratings? Because that's what it's about. What can we show that will get us ratings? Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Exactly.
I agree with you, Jack. Absolutely. Stay warm. It's there is a weird boundary. I had a friend that was in the news business when I first got out of college. And so she was older than me, and she became a friend because she and the photographers in Philadelphia were trying to help me actually get a television job, put together a pretty good tape when I got out of school, which was really cool of them. But in the course of getting to know them and talking about things that they had covered and whatnot, she was assigned as a young reporter to the Grace Kelly funeral. And because Grace Kelly was from Philadelphia, was raised in Philadelphia, and her father, Jack, was the famous man. And so they were very interested in what happened with Grace Kelly, and everybody was there, and it was tragic, and reporters were all over the place. And I remember her telling me that there was such a atmosphere of feeding frenzy over her death to get every detail, every shot, something somebody didn't know, that people were doing that dumpster diving thing. They were diving through palace trash cans to try to find anything, something that they could have that was different, that they could talk about Grace Kelly about, that something they had found, her last note, her last whatever. And I remember her saying how awful that was, but that's what the conversation would be. Well, the station across town, they flew into Monaco, here's what they have, and man, just awful. Especially in the case of, as Jack says, in this case with Robin Williams, I think there has to be some respect and some dignity, for goodness sake, and coverage, no doubt. Coming up next, we are talking about Shark Week, in a sense, because Shark Week is always super, super big for the Discovery Channel. They tripped onto something that has become a staple for them. It's an annual week-long programming block on the channel where they talk about all kinds of things related to sharks. So our next guest will tell you things you can do not to be the victim of a shark attack. Stay with us.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Well, we are in the middle of Shark Week, and I have no desire to get in a cage and have sharks slam into the cage or anything like that. Somebody who knows all about sharks is Veronica Gray. And Veronica Gray is the author of Swim Without Sharks, The Real Surfer's Paradise. Also, she is the critically acclaimed director of Worst Shark Attack Ever. It's Not What You Think, but you'll be glad to know. It was an awesome documentary. So, Veronica, thanks for gracing us with your presence here on America Tonight. We appreciate the time because I know you had to pull yourself away from Shark Week on the Discovery Channel.
Well, I'm here in Peru, so I'm really happy to be able to come all the way live from here. Thank you for having me on your show.
So tell me about the places where we, because you did this research on it, where are the safest beaches that we can go where we don't have to worry about sharks?
There used to be 5 states that have never had a shark attack in recorded history. But just this week, they had a shark attack in a lake in Louisiana, Lake Pontchartrain. I'm not sure how to pronounce that lake. Do you know
Pontchartrain, yeah.
Lake?
Yeah, Pontchartrain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe they had a shark attack in a lake?
No.
It's so scary. So to answer your question, there are now only 4 states that have never had a shark attack, and that's Connecticut, Maine, Rhode Island, and Mississippi. Those are the 4 states that have never had a shark attack.
Wow, how about that? So what are some things that can protect you from sharks?
The most important thing is the color you're wearing in the water. There's so many studies out there that show that black and white stripes repel sharks. So I'm not sure how much time we have go into it on your show, but all of this information is on our website for free, swimwithoutsharks.com. If they want to have a very in-depth reason as to why black and white stripes repel sharks, all the scientific information is there. I just would encourage your audience that whenever they are going into the store and picking out what they're going to wear in the water, stay away from bright colors because it makes you look like a tropical fish. Things that keep you safest in the water are black and white stripes.
What about people with a lot of jewelry? Like, you know, it's shiny, like rings, like wedding rings that women with giant diamonds.
Do not wear any kind of jewelry in the water because it makes you look like a lure. So even your wedding ring, scientists have said that if you've ever been in the ocean, you've been within 10 feet of a shark and not known it. So imagine you're swimming around with your innocuous wedding ring, and it catches the sunlight in a certain way, and all of a sudden, now you look like the end of a lure. So, yes, please do not wear any jewelry in the water. Other things to consider are do not swim from dusk until dawn. Those are the sharks' feeding hours. They like to eat once the sun goes down, and up until the sun comes up, they're kind of like the vampires of the sea. So if you can remember that, even though some of the best surfing happens at the break of dawn, I always wait until these 2 hours after the sun comes up, and I try to get out of the water before sunset, even though there's a lot of great waves right at sunset as well. Other things are always swim in a group. Sharks have evolved over 15 million years. They were on this planet when we were still Pangaea, when our Earth was still just one landmass. They were on this planet before trees. They were on this planet before birds. And they have evolved in such a way that they go after prey that's alone and easy to target. So always swim in a group. That helps a lot.
Yeah, that's great advice because we've seen that a lot of times. It's somebody by themselves. They just jump in the water. They're going to take a quick swim, and it's right around the time that you said it's dusk or dawn, and you don't want to. You definitely don't want to do that. I agree with you. What happens if you do encounter one? You know, they always say punch him in the nose, and that's what you try to do. What do you do?
Well, gosh, okay. That's why hopefully if you're wearing black and white stripes in the water, the shark won't even come near you. That's kind of like why I keep pushing that and keep telling people, please just go to swimwithoutsharks.com. All the scientific information is there because if you just wear black and white stripes, you won't even have to get to the point where you punch a shark. But okay, let's say that comes to that point. The most sensitive part of a shark is actually their eyes. So if you're going to punch something, go for the eyes, as if you're going to have to gouge their eyes. If you ever see a shark in the water, never turn your back on the shark because the shark's opening move is a sudden attack from behind. That's like their signature move. That's how they attack. So if you never turn your back on the shark, you remove that opportunity for them to strike from behind, and so they're at a loss. It's kind of like playing chess. You know, when you take away your opponent's normal, standard winning opening move, they don't know what to do. So never turn your back on a shark. If you see a shark, you want to back away from them without ever turning your back from the shark. You also want to remain as vertical as possible. So if you can, try to sort of almost run backwards to shore while remaining vertical, because if you think about it, if you swim horizontally, a shark has an easier chance of biting something that is horizontal than biting something that is vertical. If you're vertical, a shark has to come at you from a weird angle.
Right.
If you're horizontal, you're just easy to chomp on. So if you remain vertical and don't turn your back on the shark, and sort of back your way to shore, you could make it back safely. And there are people who have stories like that, like snorkelers who saw a shark, and they didn't panic, they didn't scream, because if you scream in panic, a shark will mistake that as an act of aggression, like you're sort of saying, bring it on. And I know that's not what you're doing, you're just reacting, but you want to remain calm, you want to remain vertical, back your way to shore. If it comes to having to protect yourself, do. So, because then a shark will know you're not prey. Normal prey would not go for a shark's eyes. And they don't want to eat you when they find out you're not normal prey.
Ah, That's great advice. Now, you're also the inventor of the world's first and only, as I'm told, non-electronic shark-repelling wetsuit. Very cool. And also a shark-repellent surfboard. Tell us about that.
Well, so there's so many ways to protect yourself from sharks, and a lot of them involve really expensive electronic equipment or expensive chemicals that are really hard to find. For example, did you know that the number one shark repellent happens to be the smell of dead shark? So, like, as soon as you pour into the water the remains of a dead shark, it literally scares away sharks because they don't want to smell their own kind of dead. But who really has that? Like, where are you going to go buy that and carry that around with you and dump that into the water when you go swimming? So, like I said, we found out that black and white stripes repel sharks. And if I have time, I'll just quickly go into two reasons why they repel sharks. Number
sure.
one, they remind sharks of the one of the few creatures in the sea that can actually kill a shark, which is a banded sea snake. A banded sea snake is black and white stripes. And they're more lethal than any land snake. They're 10 times more lethal than a rattlesnake or a cobra. If you're bitten by a banded sea snake, you're dead in 8 seconds. And so when sharks see the black and white stripes, it sort of reminds them of that, oh, stay away. You know, just like so many things, you know, you walk through the jungle and you see colors of certain berries and some part of you is like, ooh, I don't think I want to pick that berry. It's because some part of us just knows that's just not good for us.
Right.
So when sharks see the black and white, they've evolved and it's hardwired into them. Like, I don't know why. Maybe I just stay away from that black and white. I mean, think about it. The few things in the ocean that can kill a shark are black and white. Look at the killer whale. So black and white, sharks just tend to stay away from. The other scientific reason is because of the way the sharks see things, their depth perception. So if you or I see a zebra, you and I would see the zebra as a whole. If a zebra were to go swimming in the ocean, the shark would not see the zebra as a whole. Because of the way they process their vision, they would see the zebra as a bunch of little black squiggly lines and a bunch of white squiggly lines. And why does this make a zebra or anything black and white no longer an interesting target is because when sharks go after something, they want something big and juicy, a whole meal, something that looks like a sea lion or a big turtle. But now if you're just a bunch of black and white squiggly things, you're no longer interesting as prey. So when we learned all this, yes, we were the first in the world to put black and white stripes on surfboards, on wetsuits, and again, all of this is on our website, swimwithoutsharks.com. But the beauty of this is 6 months after I was on ABC News, I've been on Good Morning America modeling my wetsuit, a team of Australian scientists took this theory, spent $6 million testing it.
Oh.
You know, because I wish I had that kind of funding, but they did.
Yeah.
And they took the theory, they studied it, they tested it, and so now there's all kinds of video showing how sharks react depending on the color of what you're wearing. Like, sharks literally will go after something yellow as opposed to something that's black and white striped. And so this team of scientists in Australia, they've also developed their own version of the black and white wetsuit. And I don't mind that they've done that because thank God for the studies that I can now point to. However, they don't have for sale, like we do, you know, black and white surfboards and swimwear. All they have is wetsuits, and we have bathing suits and surfboards because we want to keep everyone safe in the water. I mean, our project became live when we discovered that a six-year-old girl was bitten in North Carolina in under 18 inches of water. She's bitten by a shark in only 18 inches of water. And so we were like, you know what? We can't just keep the black and white stripes on wetsuits. We have to put them on bathing suits for all ages and sizes. It doesn't matter if you surf or not. Because if you're in the water, I mean, someone is bitten by a shark once every 5 days somewhere in the world. And if simply wearing black and white stripes has the same sort of effect as putting on a seatbelt when you're driving a car, why not?
Yep, I absolutely agree with you. Veronica Gray, you're terrific. Thanks for joining us from Peru, no less. We appreciate it.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
There's nothing you can do that can't be done. All right, so they're talking about sharks, and you know the week is so big. They have like 13 new shows, and they first started Shark Week. It's worth giving you some of this information. In 1987, isn't it interesting? Thinking, well, it's fascinating, the shark, and there's all kinds of angles about it, and it really took off. I think more than they thought that it would take off, and every year it just seems to get bigger and bigger. And the advertisers get bigger and bigger, so I'm certain Discovery Channel likes that. But people talk about it. It's become part of the vernacular. Oh, yeah, it's Shark Week. Even if you hate it, even if you could care less and would never even watch it, I bet you know about Shark Week. That's just how many people have watched it and made it a big deal because of, I think it's because of the fact that you have great whites and seeing them jump out of the water and the names of the sharks and whatever, that's probably why. So millions of people are actually watching the Discovery Channel. And you wonder, it's like when Jaws the movie came out, that scared people out of the water a little bit. And especially the beaches, and then the actual beaches where they filmed it, where Steven Spielberg filmed Jaws in Cape Cod, they've had shark problems. They've had some shark attacks, so it's very, very strange. And there, they patrol the beaches and they'll pull people out if they see sharks. They have a certain time of year, which happens to be the summer, where the sharks come back. I don't know. If they're really, really close to shore, I got to think that I don't want to be in that water. Yes, I understand that if you've been in the water, there's been a shark 10 feet around you somewhere. But I guess if we just have that in the back of our head and we're not thinking about it, it's different than if you're in Australia at the Great Barrier Reef and you're diving in knowing full well that this is the home of the great white or any of the other places. And it's funny because I know people who have done, people who aren't trained professionals or any of that, who have done the thing of the shark diving in the cages. That's a popular kind of tourist thing to do in some places like South Africa. And they swore by it and said it was an incredible, incredible experience. And I just don't know. After seeing the way some of these sharks hit those cages, and then there was a guy this time around who the cage collapsed. It wasn't what he was expecting, and he lost his leg. Can you imagine that? And Jack from Down Under reminds us of a very famous line coming out of the movie Jaws. When you do that thing where you throw out a movie line and people know exactly the movie that you're talking about, we're going to need a bigger boat. What a brilliant line that was, which, by the way, was an ad-libbed line, not one that was written into the script. Roy Schneider, that was his line. We're going to need a bigger boat. Yeah. And in Cape Cod, in some of those, I think some of those spots that we're talking about, Australia, the Great Barrier Reef, New Zealand, home to the sharks, Shark Alley, South Africa, I'd be hard-pressed to jump into those waters. So interesting stuff. It's interesting, too, that she came up with the idea of the black and white and why that worked and how that really took off when they pumped it. She said she didn't have the money for that kind of research, but when the scientists did all that research, it just backed up what she was saying. So it makes sense that you take a few little precautionary things, not to be paranoid. But if you're swimming, I mean, why not do that instead of just blindly, I guess, you know, jumping in and wearing something that makes you look like a piece of potential breakfast or lunch or whatever for a shark. All right, as we go around this final bend here for this hour of America Tonight, a couple of interesting follow-ups, and one of them has to do with something that we've talked about here on the show, I think earlier in this week. And what I'm referring to is the fact that we've got these new polls out, these new political polls that show Congress couldn't be more unpopular. And people, whether they're, you know, throw the labels away. I don't care if you're left of left or right of right. I think people who call themselves Democrats and people who call themselves Republicans are equally disenfranchised. That's why the numbers are so low for Congress. And it makes you wonder what's going to happen in these midterm elections. I mean, you know, you've only had so many choices on a ballot. But what if in some of these places where it seemed like it was a layup, kind of like Eric Cantor, who thought he's Mr. Virginia, he has the district sewed up. He's got this in the bag, and he did not have it in the bag, and is well out of it. He's not even part of the equation. He's out of there. You wonder how much of that could happen. There's six seats that separate a swing in the Senate where it could go from Democratic to Republican, but there's just as much on both sides of the fence. There's just as many seats. That could go in a couple of different directions. I mean, it's just, you know, it's that bad. So it'll be interesting to handicap that because we're rapidly ripping through August. It is a recess time for Congress. Once we hit September, look out, because then all bets are off and you don't have much time before the actual elections. And then 2016 and handicapping what's going to happen on both sides for that. Hillary Clinton mentioning the fact that Hillary Clinton decided to call the president because of the things that she was quoted as saying about his handling of Syria. So she reached out to the press to tell him that the comments she made about his foreign policy were not meant as a political attack. Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall and hear that conversation? I just can't picture Hillary Clinton groveling to Obama. It just doesn't... That equation doesn't work out in my mind, I guess. Verbally, I can't see that. But regardless, she did, because, you know, here's the thing. For Hillary Clinton, you got to assume she's the Democratic nominee, barring some unforeseen reason that she doesn't get it or doesn't. I can't imagine she wouldn't get it if she wants it, and I think she does. But on the road to that for Hillary Clinton, would she want Obama to be out there stumping for votes for her? When you see his approval rating, I was talking about Congress's approval rating, well, the president's approval rating is terrible. It keeps going down, down, down. Would Hillary Clinton actively pursue Obama to go out on the campaign trail, or not so much? Not so much, because Bill Clinton has been the guy that's been there, was there for Obama in the end after the hard feelings went away the first time around for Obama in the first run in 2008, once Hillary Clinton was out of it. And he speaks at the conventions, and no matter what, he's incredibly popular and raises money and gets votes for people who are running for office, especially running for president. And obviously, he'll be there in whatever role for Hillary Clinton. But would Obama, I was thinking about this today, if I'm a political strategist, right, would you want the president, if his ratings keep going, his approval ratings keep dipping, would you distance yourself a little bit from him, or would you still want him out there trying to raise money? I guess money you would, but to raise votes, to get more people out there to vote, or no, would you, because of some of the things that have happened that have disenfranchised Democrats, would you kind of say, eh, that's okay, he can come out for a few things, but we don't need him to be heavily out there. We're not going to beg him to be out there and do that for us. It's an interesting thing that happens, a phenomenon in politics for Republicans and Democrats and whoever's running. You try to stack the deck to get people like us to want to vote for you because, oh, we hear what somebody says and it pulls us in. It pulls us in and we decide, well, maybe we need to look a little bit closer at that person. I think that's why Mike Huckabee, because he's got the power of the microphone and was a governor and has no fear of saying what he's saying because he's not in a political office right now. That's why he's starting to get a little bit of juice. I think it's going to be interesting, actually, on both sides of the aisle. Just my two cents. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.